Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Now, you may not agree with me, but I'm saying you got to come to a place that you come to an agreement or a place with God that things are going to be different. When it's sad, you need to be happy. When you cannot get around, you just think, God, I'm going to make it. When all kind of voices are talking to you, you say, Lord, your word said it. Your words, you can always go back to that word, that word, the word, the word. And Satan came to Jesus and said, if you'll do this, if you'll do this. He did about four things. If you'll do this, Jesus, and bow down before me, he said, I'll give you all this. Jesus said, it's written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Years gone by, I say years, not too many years ago, there's people that's sitting right in this congregation that used to see and know and believe in the power of the demonstration of God, but we've got to the place that we're smarter than God, seems like. We've got so many gods in this world that we have got numb to the moving of God's Spirit. We need to get unnumb. We need to come in here and worship. You did great. You've done, but hey, how much more has God got for us? Just don't give up. I told my wife today, I said, honey, this is the first time. Now, I know it's not been a good message as far as homiletical, as far as expository. I might have hollered and screamed, but hold it. I got to meet the Lord. I got to meet the Lord after all this, and I got to tell him, Lord, he's going to tell me, depart from me or come on into the kingdom. I got to talk to God, Trey. And I got to make sure I've made it. I cannot renounce the true God. I'm not going to renounce the baptism. I'm not going to renounce it, the signs, wonders, and miracles. If 10 folks die and I pray for one, they get healed. I know that our God's still alive. I'm talking to you. If you've been taught, if you got another God bootleg to use, something wrong with you. Here is the Lord thy God's one Lord. He's not five. He's not six. Here, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Walk ye there in the way. When you begin to get out, you begin to get weak. Like Samson got weaker and weaker and weaker. He's a Nazarite. He knew better than to cut his hair. He knew that was a secret. They want to know where your power lies. They want to know where your power is. It's in the infilling of God's Spirit and His Word daily. You may not see me study much, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm continually going over and over and over and praying and seeking the face of God and saying, Lord, if that's not you, I don't want it. I don't want it. Without holiness, I mean holiness, H and W. Holiness. Whole on the outside, inside, but living right, dressing right. Don't expose yourself as the world does. I'm preaching. Say, well, that's all your heart. No, it ain't. It's got to the place, ain't. It's got to the place you got to just be playing with people. Put some clothes on. Now, that didn't come in my notes. I've seen some walk around with dental floss and call it a bathing suit. It seemed like they get more provocative with the spirit of Jezebel. Come on, preach to me. Seemed like you let your daughters walk around. You're supposed to be holiness people. Your sons walk around. I'm not picking on the girls. I'm picking on all of us with the word. What'd you say?
A separate generation.
Oh, are you sure? How do you know? Was your mother, was your whole, you got out, I got out, but God put us back in. You're peculiar. You're royal. You're chosen. You're a separate generation. And Samson's daddy said, why don't you get one of these girls out of Israel? But he went down to the Philistines because he had a lustful spirit. Seemed like if you preach the word of God, some people say, well, you come, I'll teach you. I'll tell you. You better get in this word of God and find out who you are. The Bible said, and Jesus found what was written about himself. And he took the book. Remember, as he was sitting with the other ones, and they was having a council meeting with the younger men of God, or the men of God, and he took the book and he said, he found where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. He brought that back and he said, today, this word has been fulfilled in your ears. That was in the Torah, that was in the word of God, because they didn't have the New Testament. This day, somewhere in heaven, this message is being recorded, and I got to give an account to God for every word I'm saying. How have you robbed me? Boy, I'm getting on this. Don't give up on God, because God has not given up on us. We are a miracle by even being here. After 24 years, we are a miracle to persevere and come with what God has given us, and let us go through and let us see and provide our needs when Satan's tried to cut it all off. Oh, is it off? Can I brag on our God just a little bit? When the car breaks down, somebody gets a new Cadillac. Oh boy, you know, is that boastful? I didn't ask for it. I said, you keep it. I'm going to be talked about it. I have to hide it for 2 or 3 weeks. Somebody gives you a new suit. Leave it alone. Got your wedding band on. You take it off. Oh, God, because it's got some diamonds in here. Is it off of this talk a while? Because we just don't believe in that outward appearance. Hold it. Don't take it to the stream. What you doing it for? I know I'm feeding you a lot, great deal of stuff today, and you're not going to forget it. I'm not saying you're going to hell over with men. I'm not saying you're going to hell over this. I'm just saying there are certain things that you strain at the net and you swallow a camel. Is that all right? Now, some people that's just got the convictions of the power of God in their lives, don't do this. Just don't do it. Let me tell you why. Because they've been hit many times, don't do it. But some people just can't learn. They got to keep on coming back. I'm going to win. I'm going to win, praise God. I'm going to win. I'm going to have a cauliflower ear, and I'm going to have a flat nose, and I'm going to have half my eye, but I'm a winner. You're a winner at what? Of carrying scars that you don't even need to carry because he carried them on Calvary. You got to have a balance to get along with everyone if you can. With all long suffering. How long is long? As long as you can take it. As long as the Holy Ghost ain't grieved with it. Sister Pierce, you're going to lift me up a little bit in time. And my wife don't look like she did. I don't say this nicely. And I don't either. At 25 or 21, and she was at 18 when we got married. We don't operate like that no more. Let me tell you why. Years of, I'm going to just tell the truth, of driving rattle traps. You know what that is? That's a car that the starter won't start. That's the front end. Come on, this is preaching. This is what you need to hear. And then if something just popped, could we handle $1 million building and $1 million place to put it? A $5 million, a $25 million? Could we handle it? Or would it go to our head to the place, oh, praise God, I'm with this organization, I'm with this one, and God's blessed me with this, and praise the Lord. We don't do that. But what do you do behind the scenes? What do you do in your secret language? Oh, hallelujah. But listen to it. It's the truth. This is what I'm talking about. Jesus knew, said, oh, you Pharisees, oh, you hypocrites. That's what he told them. He said, you look good on the outside. He's talking to the Pharisees and to the Sadducees and to the teachers and all those people. He said, oh, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, you a graveyard full of dry, dead men's bones. But he said, you are not what you're supposed to be. You look good on the outside, but there's something about you. Every time you open your mouth, you imputate, you spew nothing but forget God, the real God. Hallelujah. I've seen people change. Look, I'm not saying you can't do things. I'm saying you need to do things. But I'm saying this, do it in all modesty. Do it in moderation. Do it. Now, when I get through this message, if you call it a message, we say you can't do this, you can't do that. But what does he say? Let the good times roll. Ladies and gentlemen, you go on a vacation, you go on your places. And some of you preachers are probably sick of what you've got, because ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing I can do. Whoa. That lady, her mother, her grandmother, your families have been teaching you just live for God. I sleep with that, not because they taught it. I was doing that before the Lord, before they ever I come in contact with my family. There's something that I was hungry for. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm hungry for. God, I tried this church, and I tried this church building, and I tried these people. I tried their way of singing. I tried no music, some music. I didn't try to shout. I didn't try to speak in tongues. All I know is this. I said, Lord, if this is real, if it's making you uncomfortable, get real uncomfortable. Because you know the truth. And don't ever get away from the truth. I'm not saying being Brother Pierce, because you'll never be me and I'll never be you. But you work your own salvation out with respect. What do, Trey? You study to make sure that you're not contradicting. Then you go and get this and you study. After a while, if you study too much, you get to the place you just be miserable. But get in the spirit like John the Baptist or John the Revelator said, I was in the spirit in the book of Revelation. What's Revelation about? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what Revelation's about, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if you know to do it true, then do it not, it's sin unto you. If you steal from your brother, it's sin. If you lie to him, it's sin. That's why I must be born again, stay born again, get refreshed every day. Because we're in a wicked and a perverse generation. I've never seen so much goodness that God wants to do. There will be a revival in this country, I believe that. I believe we're going to have a great revival. But it's going to take some changing. Not the way I think it, but the way he thinks it. It's going to take some changes. And ladies and gentlemen, would you pray for me when I go home? And if anyone would like to pray after this kind of message, not that it didn't have anything, it's just that I had something that I had to deliver to you. Hallelujah. Do you think I know truth? Some people don't. Brother Pierce, ladies and gentlemen, how can I introduce you to Jesus Christ if I've never met him? How can I introduce you to his spirit if I've never had it? How can I know when a spirit is not of God and it is of God? Because the spirit in you is of Christ Jesus, of the Lord. And it'll point out things that in the spirit you never say nothing about it. but it'll prick you. Today, some of us know truth, but let me talk to you. Some people, I say truth, some come to God. That's wonderful. Some give their life to God. That's wonderful. But let me say this. I believe in my way of thinking, there's more for you. As Trey brought out and the Word of God brought out, the baptism of God's Spirit is for you. It's a gift. And I'll be honest with you, you'll never make it like you want to make it, like you're really going to make it, without the infilling. I'm not saying tongues, but I'm saying that's one sign. The main sign is the fruit of the Spirit, living the life. Living the life when things just don't go your way. And we're in a time, praise God, right before the baby leaps. As Mary spake unto Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, she said, I am with child. John had not moved, but Elizabeth, an old woman, the baby leaped. We need something to cause this baby, praise God. And the Bible said he was filled. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a dispensation of time when people, when the adversary is out on its loose. If anyone comes to this church, it'll be because they want to hear. Because they studied. Because they knew that they was needing more than a liquor bottle. They needed more than a pat on the back. They needed more than just come and join up with the sign a roll book, shake my hand. All that's good. But when you really know and you know that you've been born again, hallelujah. And generally, I don't say nothing to no one like this anymore because it's got so unpopular and there's so much that goes with it as far as persecution. Persecution goes with this. When you tell to be born again or the water and the Spirit, they think, well, I'm talking about really getting born again. Staying born. You don't do it because somebody said it. You do it because the Word said it. You do it because you know that you got a baby and that baby's getting bigger and bigger, and after a while, after 9 months, it's going to mature, and you're going, that's right, and you're going to have it outside instead of inside. And today, we don't need to get too far from the name of Jesus, the Christ, from the anointed. We don't need to get far to whatsoever. And you get him pray, because God, the more you pray, the more you seek face God, the more that God will reveal to me and to you. And it seems like our time has come to the place that can God bless us in our age, at our time? Can God still move? Is there anybody that really wants to know, hallelujah, what God wants us to know if this is of God? Just to be honest. Hallelujah. I don't want to tell you something and then go to hell over it. I'm going to say this. I said if it's real, there was a tent revival. It didn't have to be. It could have been out in the, it was out in the field. I said, God, if this Holy Ghost is real, and they was preaching it, and the boys was me, running in the gang. I said, Lord, if this Holy Spirit of God, this Holy Ghost is real, I want it. Yeah. I'm sort of like a crazy man. I do things in the spirit, really, that would throw the devil off. Because let me tell you something. I don't mean that it would be out of order. I just mean if I sensed God in moving, I'd move. But he's trying to bind us like Samson. He's trying to make us shut us our mouth. But the Bible said his hair began to grow again, his covenant with God. He said, lead me to the pillars that hold this temple up. Dagon, the fish god. And he led him to that temple. A little boy. And he said, let me fill him. I know that our God can raise the dead, can heal the sick, change the ways of a sinner, make people like Charles Manson was born again, could get him born again. He could have done it. I don't know why. I'm not judging him. There's prisons that's full. I was in prison and you visited me not. We're so busy, occupied about ourselves. We're fighting our own little battles. We're fighting our battles. We're fighting our battles. But I will say this, if we would go and start doing, I was in and you visited me not. Church, we need to have that unction to function. We need to have that forward spirit. I once was young. I once could take my city, but Lord, you're not through with me yet. Lord, when you get to the place, and I get to the place, that you want us to obey you. And Lord, we got young men, older men, middle-aged men waiting in the wing, and women too, to do the work of God. You didn't come here just to hear a message. You didn't come here just to shake a hand. You didn't come here to just, singing's great. We're so thankful for the singing. We come here, praise God, to get in the spirit of the Lord. We came here to be delivered, not by eloquent words. Apollos spoke eloquent words as followed after Paul. And Paul, he said, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. Power. Power. Dynamite. Dynamite. Let's stand to our feet. Let's just talk to God. Maybe, I'm hoping so, that there'll be one soul that will say, preacher, I want what you talked about, the goodness of God. You told me the truth. You didn't beat around the bush. You didn't lie about it. You told me that the Lord would forgive me. The Lord would help me. The Lord would see me through this. And God is expecting me to do something myself. He's going to help me, but change my ways to get born again of the water and of the Spirit. So all I'm saying is, if you took it any other way, you took it the wrong way. I hope I didn't put it over bad. I know it was like a broken situation, but it wasn't broken. It was the exact location God wanted it from me. This was mostly from me. Do you understand that? I'll finish this tonight as it's getting night. We have wrestled. How many preachers has wrestled night and day in the spirit against the things they're going to fight? Used to be preachers used to wrestle in their minds and their spirit and then come out victorious. I don't know what to do today. I can't judge anybody. But I'm saying the older ones that I knew and the ones that I is going on, they talked to God and they walked with reverence and you respected their walk with God. Don't lose the respect of the anointing. Don't think you know more than God knows yourself. I'm not God, but I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Yes, I finished college. Yes, I went to places. Yes, 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 yes. But I did not do the works. The Lord did the works. He had to have a vessel that was willing to go. I look at Brother Robbie Grubbs. I said, Brother Robbie Grubbs, hallelujah, keep going. I look at all those men. A man that I went to Israel and he prayed for Brian. Didn't even know he would. What was his name? Brother Mahaney. Charles Mahaney. He was in the Garden of the Tomb. He and I were two. They called us weird. We both went on the same trip with a group of preachers. In the Garden of the Tomb was here, way down here. not too far. The wall of Jerusalem was here. The skull was over here. The crosses was here. This is not a real big place. And the olive trees was here. And I talked to Brother Mahaney, Charles Mahaney. He's got a son named Nick Mahaney. Cancer is leaving off his body, I believe. Brother Charles Mahaney misunderstood. Come out of gangs. Said he drank cat's blood, all that kind of stuff. He was real. When he got the baptism of God's Spirit, he was real. I didn't know he was remembering my boy that needed prayer, had Guillain-Barré. And all at once, among all those preachers and people that was on that, looking over into the olive trees, into the garden, he said, "Oh, yeah, we need to pray for Brother Pierce's son, Brian." Can't tell me it's not real. We didn't have cell phones. There's a time difference between Israel and here. And he prayed, and the Lord said, "You're going to see a light." And I saw the light as he come up and with that cross. It had three crosses there on that hill across from the place we was praying. And there was a light come right in the middle. And in my mind and my heart, the Lord said, "Your son's healed." We rushed down to the telephone, down at the booth close to the tomb. Had no door, no stone on it. It was just open. We called and they said, "Your son," we got to Tupelo Hospital, called the hospital, said, "Your son with Guillain-Barré, he's up and down the halls praising God." So thankful that I may not be a showboat, but I know that my God, he's the one's going to take us out of here. I know he's got a people called by his name, washed in his blood. All I can do is give you a chance to make your life right with God. That was my experience. One of them, just a little. Now, what is your experience? Because I want to go home, and I want the Lord to say, "Well done, Charles. You've done well. You didn't let the horses go too quick. You kept them. You kept them to the place that they couldn't move. I'm not ready to move like I'm going to move. I'm ready, but I want my people to be ready." And Brian, he wasn't paralyzed. He had a beautiful wife. And children were given to him. He's got a very talented life, very gifted, and a good preacher. So I don't know who's in this house that needs a miracle. I don't know who you are, but I wouldn't have told that about my son and about Charles Mahaney, that's been dead in this flesh and going on to be with Jesus. Now I want to tell you this. You are born for a reason. God may allowed you to go through all this trouble you did in your life. But you're here for a reason. Don't think God does not care about you and me. He's a good God. He's not a bad God. So if you're watching, preachers, don't get offended. The way God runs his business. I'm going to call it God. But you be uplifted and say, "All I know is this is the way the Lord's leading me, and let the Lord have his way. I don't know the end of the matter. I just know that God can do it." Mr. Lady, church member, God loves you wherever you are. He cares for you.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.